Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head.
Hello?
You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you.
No, I don't. You're not.
You're
so shut up and don't call this phone no more.
You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life.
Shove this one up your ass. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Of course, you heard probably in the background there me calling a couple callers, and then I've got some weird-ass bitch who answers the phone saying, "Don't you call this number no more. Ah, shut the hell up, you damn freaking lazy-ass redneck." Somebody told me to call the number. That's it. I'll call you anytime I want. You got a problem with it? Too bad. Tell the person living there, tell me not to call the number. They told me to call because they wanted to listen to the radio show. You don't like it? Too bad. Don't yell at me. Don't you yell at me, you hick. You inbred hick. Damn wonder the damn electricity still is running around here in North Carolina, how backwards they are around here. And your dead country that you have, freaking don't rain down here, 98 degrees. People down here, you know, all they work for is a can of beer. That's all they care about. So don't you run your mouth at me, you damn inbred hicks. Speaking of hicks here, we got one there over there living in one of my houses now. Yeah, getting messages now on Facebook here. You know, you try to get them help, and they don't want no help. We're going to fix that real quick. No free rides anymore, okay? And I called a couple of these people here to talk about this here tonight on the radio show. We talked about the opioid crisis here last week. And you know what? Tired of making excuses for people. Not on my dollar. Sick and tired of it. It's time to change. It's time to change the nonsense. I don't want to hear, you know, I understand that there's no help out there for people. I understand that. But you know what? You created the problem. You created the monster. And you know who I'm talking about out there, people. You created the monster. Well, now you got to take care of that monster. But don't let everyone else have to suffer because of the monster that you created. And I'm sure there's people out there who know exactly what I'm talking about. Sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of the excuses. Out there busting my ass in 100-degree heat and other people get a free ride? Screw that. Sick and tired of it. All right, let's see here. What do we got going on here? Matter of fact, we need to get this person on the line here and find out what's going on. Let's see what's going on here. Let's try to call them. They didn't answer when I called them. They know there's a show tonight. What's the matter? Where the hell are you? Well, I'm going to call Channel 2 News, actually. I wanted to call Channel 2 News and put them on the spot here tonight also. Anyway, everyone enjoy their 4th of July, their slave day last night. Did everyone enjoy it? Slave day, 4th of July. Everyone asked me to do a show. Everyone blows up my phone about doing a show when I don't do it. But then I do a show, and where the hell are you? Ain't none of you around. Where the hell are you? You know, you're not calling in. You're not contributing. Where the hell are you, folks? I don't see you on my call screen, all the people that are sending me text messages. Is there a show tonight? Is there a show tonight? You know? I'm just a little pissed off here right now. I'm a little pissed off at the nonsense. And I don't want anybody yelling at me, telling me because I called their phone. Don't you call that phone number, You know what? I got a good mind to call that bitch back right now. I really do. Tell me who I can call. Pretend it's one of your bankers calling you. There we go. I got one now calling me. Calling me right now. They spoof their caller IDs. They spoof their caller ID. They break the law. Because you jackasses give you your phone number out at the cash registers every day. What's your phone number? Wow, okay, here's my phone number. You need my banking information too? Yeah, sure, why not? Screw me up the rear end. Why not? You know? But the people out there who are trying to help you, you don't care about. You know, you just get sick and tired of it. Independence Day. Ain't no independence. It's amazing that when someone wants to go get help, or people want to check a family member in to get help for drugs, they don't got no beds available. They got beds available, though, if you go steal a candy bar from the Circle K, don't they? They got plenty of beds available for prison, don't they? Let's call Channel 2 News. Come on, I want them to answer that question. Because they've been doing this down here in North Carolina for so long now. This opioid crisis. Oh, if you know somebody who needs help, contact. Yeah, bullshit. Let's see what they got to say. I'm putting them on my call screen right now. We're going to call Channel 2 News right now. Of course, I'll probably get a goddamn voicemail, but let's see here. Hang on. All right, let's dial you up, Channel 2 News. Where the hell are you? Oh, hang on. I got the wrong number up there. My bad. Hang on. Let me get this right here. I'm just really frustrated here right now because I'm sick and tired of lies. We're here celebrating independence. Independence from what? What? The king still rules. The king's still in charge, folks. The king is still in charge, whether you believe it or not. The king is still in charge, and you're a slave. And if you like being a slave, then you go ride and lick his boots. I'm not. All right, here we go. Let's see here. Channel 2 News.
Thank you for calling 2 Wants to Know Call for Action. Phone lines are staffed on Tuesdays from 11 to 1 p.m.
Yeah.
All right now. The best way to submit your concern is to go online to callforaction.org.
I'm sure it is.
ALLFORACTION.
Call to action. I get a voicemail.
Fill out the form
call
on the website
action.
And submit it with related
fill
documents
out the form.
If you have them available, and we will receive your concern. If you cannot go online, please leave a message with your name, phone number, and a brief summary of your concern.
I'm not leaving
you
nothing because I don't want you to call me back
action.
Later on. All right, hang on here. I got another number here.
This
call, folks. Hang on here. Go ahead. Shut up. That's your call to action. All right. Hang on here. Let's go here. This mouse ain't working too good here. Let's get another number here. There's another number here. Let's see here. I usually can get a hold of somebody, actually, believe it or not, here. Let's see, 336. We're in 336. Let's call this one up here. Let's see. Let's try this one. All right. Call. I need someone live. I'm sick. I'm not talking to voicemails. I'm not talking to a bunch of baloney here tonight. I want to talk to somebody, and I want answers. I want it now. Here we go. Let's see what we get.
Beep. Thank you for calling the 2 Wants to Know tip line. This tip line is listened to every single night after the 5:30 newscast, Monday through Friday. If you have an urgent news story, we want you to call the news desk. The number is 379-9316. Again, 379-9316. If you're leaving a message for 2 Wants to Know, please make sure that you leave your name, your phone number, and a brief description of your story. When you say your phone number,
we got that phone number, right, everybody?
If we believe this is a story for 2 Wants to Know,
shut up. 2 Wants to Know, shut up. All right, shut up. Just shut up. We're going to call the number. We're going to call that number right now. Let's call that number here, guys. Let's call that number and see what's going on here. Let's call that number. They just said if we got a news story, We got to talk to somebody. This is a number we got to call, right, folks? Let's see. Hang on. I'm working my studio screen here, so bear with me here. All right, and let's see. It was 9-3-9-3-1-6-1-6 and 3-7-9, right? Right? Is that what it was? Maybe I got it wrong. I don't know. Let's see here. 3-7-9. Let's try that one. Let's see what we got here. Let's see what we get here. Let's just try this one. May get somebody here. Hang on. Oh, we might get somebody. Maybe I dialed it wrong. Maybe that was my fault. Hello? 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 Okay. Maybe I don't know. Maybe someone out in the chat room can help me. I'm looking for Channel 2 News. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. I got people in the chat room right now. I'm writing down so many phone numbers right now. I need a live person, though. Let's see. 379. I see callers on my phone line here, too. I'm going to get to you guys. Don't worry. I'm going to get to you guys. I'm just trying to get a hold of somebody here. I need the hotline. I need the hotline. That's right. I need the hotline. All right. Let's see here. Let's try to get the hotline here. 379-9369. I've gotten a hold of them before in the past, so let's try it again. Let's see what happens here. All right. Hang on here. I've got a bunch of them on hold right now. My phone lines are actually filled right now, so I got to hang up on a couple. Hang on here. All right. Hang on. Got to remember here, I'm a little computer illiterate here. So 336. All right, we want 379-9369. I mean, what if you had a news tip, like a big news story? You get a voicemail? Come on, guys. Come on. Let's try this one. Let's see what we got going on here. Here we go.
Thank you for calling WFMY News 2. Please choose from the following options. To dial my name or extension, press the star key. For news, press 1. Sales, press 2. Human resources, press 3. Technical department, press 4. Marketing and community relations, press 5. Accounting, press 6. For 2 wants to know, press 7. Please stay on the line to hear these options again. To dial by name or extension, press the star key. For news, press 1. Sales, press 2.
God.
Human resources, press 3.
Time.
Technical department, press 4.
See, I can't
marketing
dial
and community relations,
stuff.
Press 5. Accounting, press 6. For 2 wants to know, press 7.
This extension is not accepting messages. To reach the operator, push 0, then pound. To transfer to another number, enter that number and then push pound. To enter a name, push star.
No, how about you just connect me to somebody instead of all
to
this
reach
bullshit.
The operator, push 0, then pound. To transfer to another number, enter that number and then push pound. To enter a name, push star.
No, I can't push anything, sorry.
To reach the operator, push 0, then pound.
All
to
right,
transfer to another
one.
Number, enter that number and then push pound. To enter a name,
all
push
right, let's
star.
All right, let's just mute that person. I need
if you do not push
a
key within 5 seconds, you will be connected to the operator.
Oh, okay. I'll be connected to the operator in 5 seconds. Great. That's what I want. That should be good.
Thank you for calling WFMY News 2. Please choose from the following options. To dial my name or extension, press the star key. For news.
Shut up. Yeah, that's my operator, folks. That's what you get. You know, a bunch of malarkey, a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of bullshit. That's what you get. Folks, I need to get a hold of the Fox 8. I want to get a hold of one of these local news agencies because I want to blast them live on the air. I really need that, folks. So I need something here. I need the 379 in the chat room is not working. We apologize. I need a number here where I can get a hold of somebody live, or maybe I can get a caller maybe to call to me live with them. That would be a good idea. That would be a good idea, actually. I don't know. We'll see here. But I'm working on it, guys. And I see the callers here. You know, I'm just trying to look up for. I'm gonna give someone a chance here to talk while I look up some numbers here because I really want to get. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Hang on. Let's see here. Channel 2 News. All right. Breaking news. If you see breaking news, call this number. Let's see. You have a consumer issue or something you need to investigate, click 2. Of course, click. Everything's done. Click. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, you can call 3 blah, blah, blah to speak with someone for a call for action. All right, that might be a number right there for a call for action. All right, let's write that down here. 379. Just bear with me, callers. I see you guys. We've got plenty of time here on this show. Don't worry. Everybody's going to get a chance here tonight. Everybody's going to get a chance. Don't worry. I'm just trying to work on something here. I've been doing this for the past couple hours here. All right, so for a call to action, I'm on their website right now, and I'm trying to get here we go. We got another one here for customer service. Let's try that one here for customer service because, you know, this is ridiculous here. 212-979-975-3247. And we've done this on this show before where we're able to get a hold of some people sometimes. And it's very difficult because, all right, let me get back down here. I gotta scroll out of here. All right. Let's see. Come on now. Oh, bear with me, everyone, please. I've got a mouse here that doesn't work very well. Everything I got is broken. So, all right, here we go. All right. Oh, I see another news tips. News tips. There we go. That's what I wanted. News tips. Thank you, somebody. Let's try that one. 336-841. And that would be 6397. That's someone in the chat room that gave that to me. So let's try this here. Bear with me, please. I'm dealing with a broken down computer here, broken down system that don't work right. My whole family's computer experts, but nobody can help me, you know, and because I got garbage equipment here. So just bear with me here. All right, it's like a family of mechanics. Everybody's got a broken-down car. You know, you got a family of mechanics, but everybody's got a broken-down car. Makes no sense at all. But anyway, we'll talk about that maybe in a minute. Hang on, 841, news tips. Let's try here, 6-3. Let's just try this, and then I'm going to get to some callers, okay? Guys, just be patient. Don't worry. We're live here. Hey, you know, what better way to be than live? Come on. All right, here we go. News tips.
Fox 8, this is Kevin.
Oh. Hey, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm on the internet right now live on a worldwide radio show, and I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. And I see in North Carolina here we have an opioid crisis here, and Channel 2 News has done specials on that. And recently one of the family members that I have that I know of has tried to seek treatment. And you know what? It's all a bunch of garbage. You could find a bed for someone who steals a candy bar, but you can't find a bed for someone who has an opioid problem or a heroin problem. And Channel 2 News, or is this Channel 2 News that I'm speaking to, by the way?
No.
Who am I speaking to,
not.
If you don't mind me asking?
Well,
who am I speaking to?
I'm sorry. You're talking to Fox 8. Is this? I don't understand. We're
on
a live program right now.
Oh, Fox 8. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes,
I'm
sorry,
but I can't speak on a live program. If you want to call me back later and we can talk, that'd be great.
But why can't you speak on a live program? You said if you need news tips, and I'm giving you news tips. Right now I have thousands. Hey, hung up on me, everybody. Let's call him back, the little bastard. You're going to hang up on me? No, you're not. We're going to do what telemarketers do. We're going to call you right back, Fox News. You son of a bitch, you bastard, you. All right, let's call them back, guys. Here we go. Call them back. Hang up on me. That's very rude.
Fox 8, this is Kevin.
Hello. Hey, Kevin, how you doing? You said we could talk here privately, maybe, not on the air. Can you give me a phone number I can contact you at so we can talk privately, maybe?
Well, just call the number, but not on the air.
Well, wait. No. That's
you're
not
the one
you said
calling.
Earlier. You said I. Okay,
I'm
well,
sorry.
I'll put you
I
in
do
a
not
quiet
know
room.
What this is. I don't know what all this is about. Please don't call again.
No, I will call again. No, you work. You are a news agency, and I will call again. I'm sorry. I will call you again. You have no right to tell me not to call. You are the news media, and I will call you again. Okay? I will call you again. I'll call you as many times as I have to.
Fox 8 News, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, do you have a supervisor I can speak to where I can get a phone number that I can speak
supervisor.
To before you hang up
we
on
don't
me again?
Talk, I don't
oh,
talk live on the air about some – I don't even know who I'm talking to.
You're speaking to Joseph Gibson from Blog Talk Radio. That's who
I
you're speaking to.
I have no idea what
question.
This is. I have never heard of the radio program. I've never heard of you.
That's fine. I never heard of Kevin from Fox News either, but you have a website that says news tips, and I'm trying to get – and you do deal with local news in the triad, do you not?
Correct. So if you have something, I would please do it off the air. This is not proper.
We're not on the air right now. You're in a private newsroom, or you're in a private green room right now. But I have people that will be listening soon.
I was under the impression that you said that we're on live right now.
We were, but we're not right now. I have you in private newsroom.
Okay. So what's the story? What's going on?
Well, the story that I'm trying to speak to you about is why doesn't Fox News address the opioid crisis in North Carolina properly? I mean, here we are. We have people here who need help. And like I told you earlier when we were live, that people they steal a candy bar. There's a bed for them in the county jail. But people that have a drug addiction can't get help. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you'd be interested, I'll talk to one of your reporters live on the air while we're simultaneously on the air. I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a big crock of baloney. I believe the state is misappropriating funds and
mm-hmm.
monies that should be going for treatment. Because we see this on the – you guys did it – I mean, not you guys, but other news stations and affiliates of yours have advertised, and I've seen it because I live here in Greensboro, North Carolina, get help. Call this number. Call this clinic. Get help. And you call
right.
these numbers, and you get the runaround, man. I mean
mm-hmm.
With all due respect, Kevin, do you want someone who's strung out on heroin breaking into your house and stealing your flat-screen TV? Granted, that's a crime, and I don't support that. What I'm saying is these people are strung out. There is an opioid crisis here in North Carolina. Why is not our news agencies handling this in a more factual way? That's my question to you.
Well, first of all, because we have, and since you haven't seen, you've admittedly have not seen any of our stories about the opioid crisis, and we've done dozens, more than dozens. We have done story upon story, but you're making an accusation that you don't know anything about. Like, we have done this story, and we're continuing to do this
because
story.
Because I have a family member that excuse me, sir, with all due respect. I'm making an accusation because in Rockingham County, I had a family member that had an order by a magistrate to be checked into a clinic, okay, to
mm-hmm.
be checked in because she was on opioids, all right? They discharged her on July 3rd, the day before the July 4th holiday, after only being in there 3 days because she doesn't have insurance and she doesn't have money,
mm-hmm.
which the state receives
plenty
of money.
That's great. Give me a name. Give me a number. We'll contact them for a possible story. But coming out and saying, why aren't you doing stories? We have. We have done similar stories
okay.
to that. And we have done other
All
stories.
Right. I'll give you
so
a name. I'll give you a name.
Yeah,
I'll,
what's the name and what's the
for
number?
You, sir. I'll give you a name. Her name is Deborah Lewis. And the contact number would be 336-253-2537.
2537 Deborah Lewis.
That's correct.
Okay,
and
that's
you can
her
also
number.
Contact
is that some, and,
no, that's
that
her personal cell phone number.
Okay.
And I will
and
give you
the
my
one
personal
the,
cell phone number.
Okay,
yeah,
she's
the
one
mother
that's
of the child.
Oh, she's the
she's
mother.
She's the mother
okay.
of the child. She's the mother of the child she
okay.
tried having committed. And well, I'm going to give you my
that.
Personal number. And this is my sister we're talking about, actually. So I'm going to give you my personal number, not a radio show
okay.
number, not some scam. My number is 336-419-7236.
And your name again?
My name is Joseph Gibson, and I also do a show that addresses these things. It's called Understand. We're not on the air now. We're in a private room. It's 336-419-7236, but the name of the show is Understanding the Times in Which We Live in Today, and we address these very issues because I believe
and
that our state.
It's an internet radio show?
Yes, it's a blog. Yes, it's called Understanding the Times in Which You Live in Today. Yeah, it's a worldwide radio
show.
How long
do you have? Okay, and how long have you been on?
About 3.5 years now.
3.5 years. And when does it come on?
And
or is it like continues?
Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have people from Germany, Korea, Africa, all listening. I've interviewed the former president of Canada. Just for credential reasons, and senators, governors. So,
and you do this out of your home?
All you got to do is look me up.
This is from my studio office. Your office, okay. And is the understanding the times we live in, is it just based on opioids, or is it other issues that you handle?
No, other issues also. The issues that face us as a country in a whole and worldwide. Like I said, I interviewed a man in Vietnam that was over there working behind the scenes in North Korea saving children. Like I said, it's understanding the times in which we live, and the title explains itself in a whole, actually, of what we're about. And what I'm just pissed off about is this opioid thing that's going on, because I have a family member that got hooked on opioids and cannot receive the help that they need here in North Carolina. That's why I attacked the local media. Now, I mean, no offense, but, you know,
no, it's fine.
I just get angry, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to go on live with anybody until I know what it's all about. So that's why until I understand. I see.
Would you be willing to go live in the future? Would you be able to go live?
No, that's not part of our company policy, but it is a good story to get in touch with Deborah. Absolutely a good story.
And myself, because I'm well spoken. I want the story explained in a whole. I don't want to hear Jim Beam from around the corner who has Mary Lou as a cousin that don't know how to tell a story the right way. The problem is that this problem needs to be addressed. Like I told you, you don't want these people breaking into your home in the middle of the night, stealing your flat screen TV because they need to stick a needle in their arm at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, understand what I'm saying? Right. I mean, but we blame them. But we need to blame the system, because the system has plenty of money to address these problems. And if you want to go over the Kappa report, we could do that too, because North Carolina has a surplus. Okay, they have plenty of money to address these issues.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you at any point. To get the viewpoint of a mom who's trying to deal with this is very important, and it's a
I appreciate that. I hope you'll contact her. I hope you do.
Yes, we will, and I will get somebody on it. It's not going to be done tomorrow, but it's going to be done.
I understand that correctly. I know. You guys have producers. You have directors. I understand that you're not on like I am on a radio show where you can just call people live on a fling. On a dime. I understand that. But I appreciate your time, though. You are very professional, and you give me more time than other news outlets have, so I appreciate that from you. I really do.
Well, I appreciate the story idea. Thanks.
All right. Take care of yourself.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. All right. Bye.
Okay, everybody. How you doing? We're back here live. I guess we were already live. I guess I must have hit the wrong button by accident. Sorry. I think we were already live. I don't know. I may have made a mistake here. I don't know. if I did, I apologize. It's just, it's a human error, I guess. It was human. He was actually live the whole time. Oh, human. It's just human error. Just. I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. I thought we were off the air. Hey, like I said in the beginning, I'm computer illiterate here. You know, so I apologize for everyone that had to hear that. But I think we're live right now, are we? Are we? All right, let's go ahead and connect a caller. I think we are live. Like I said, I really don't understand this damn studio of mine. But I think that was Fox News 8 from North Carolina. Hey, let's see here. Let's connect a caller, a private number. I think I know how to work the studio. I believe I do. All right, hang on here. Let's see here. And then a private number, and then 302, you're next. Go ahead. Hello, private caller. How you doing?
Good day, good afternoon. Very good way to start the show. And I'm sure glad you're like a bulldog. You know, you don't give up, and that's good. You know, that's a good reporter. But anyway, you were talking at the beginning of the show about, you know, people always wanting, you know, these handouts. And, you know, if you think about it, I mean, it goes back quite a long time, you know, that our generation, I guess you could say, you know, every generation passed the, you know, the, can't think of it now.
Take your time.
Okay. But anyway, past the Depression and everything, you know, when my grandfather and grandmothers and everything kind of lost everything, and, you know, back then, you know, everybody really needed a handout. I mean, you were just living day to day to live. As time has gone on, I mean, you know, there's businesses here in my town and stuff. They have help wanted signs in the window all the time. And it's like, are you specializing in just a certain person or what? And he says, no, they just don't want a job. You know, they just, for some reason, they'll come in and eat, but they don't apply for a job. And
yeah, but Mike, hang on here, Mike. You got to remember, different times call for different circumstances. You got to remember, in the 1930s, everybody was a farmer. People could, you know, being lazy and not having access to food or medication was your own fault back then, because everyone grew up on a farm and they had family around them. Today, we live in a more condensed society. Our population has quadrupled. And so, therefore, we have inner cities that, you know, where people can't get running water and electricity, on a flip of a pump anymore. We're dependent on city water. We're dependent on the city's electricity. We can't run a generator in our backyard with our next door neighbor 2 feet away from us, because it'll keep them awake all night. You know what I mean? So we live in different times today. And, you know, so I mean, I'm not trying to disagree with what you're saying about handouts and everything, but in a way, we kind of built this society on our between ourselves and in a wrong way, and without educating ourselves first and understanding the times in which we live in today. And that's why I'm just addressing what you got to say here. But go ahead, Mike, continue. And I got another caller here. And anyone else, you press number one there, and I'll get you on, okay?
Well, for instance, when I was a child, you know, I worked at many, many, many places before I became a farmer. And, you know, if I worked for a guy in Wallingford, Connecticut called Rancho Bill. And,
yeah,
man, if you came in with short hair, that guy would pick on you like there was no tomorrow. Call you a fag, call you a girl, or, you know. And but he was hard on his employees, but you knew that, you know, he really cared about you. I mean, he really was a good-hearted man. But what I'm saying is, you know, I was under the age. I was 14 years old. And I had people in there, and they'd start working, and his name was Rancho, and, you know, he would kind of be a little gruff at them, or, you know. And next thing you know, they quit. And it was like that all the time. And it's like, you know, come on. You mean, you know, get a little tough skin on you here. And, you know, they quit, they go home. Oh, is there any consequences at home for quitting the job? You know? This is what I'm saying about the generations. You know?
Yeah.
Now,
no, I understand.
You know,
no, I get it. Yeah.
And talk about handouts. I mean, you know, look at the people on the welfare rolls. And, you know, like Wisconsin did away with.
Yeah. All right. I'm losing you, Mike. I'm losing you. You're breaking up on me.
Oh,
keep the phone next to your ear.
Yeah. Sorry. To be getting food stamps in Wisconsin, I mean, you really got to prove that you need them. And then after you get them, you got to go to work. You got to work.
That's true.
You know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
whatever
they, gotta, yeah they have a work. Yeah, I know. But, Mike, I'm going to tell you right now, those programs are a bunch of nonsense. It's just like when you get out on parole from jail, you know, that you got to go to work, but the parole officer wants you to report 3 times a week. No employer is going to go with that. You know, and you're on food stamps. Well, you got to go to work to prove that you can earn food stamps. You know, I'm going to tell you something right now, Mike. We talked about this in the past. The Federal Reserve has plenty of money to print. Okay, there's no reason. Everyone can have a piece of the pie here. Okay, the federal, you know, food stamps are not your tax dollars. You don't pay for food stamps, everybody. I just want you to know that. Your taxes don't pay for that. Your taxes don't pay for the roads to be repaired. Your tax dollars don't pay for the police or the fire department to show up to your house. We have a Federal Reserve, a central bank that prints the money. Okay, we have central bankers that bought and own you from the day you were born since the year 1913, okay? Whether you think I'm crazy or not, I don't care. The fact of the matter is we have a central bank that bought you, and they bankrupted the country in the year 1929, and they took over, and that's why we sunk into a great big deep depression, because they had to crown their new world order as a success, which is on your $1 bill. Pick up your $1 bill, and you will see on one side you have a pyramid with an all-seeing eye on top. And they crowned it on the bottom. It says, Novus Ordo Seclorum. And if you translate that in Greek, it will say, One World Order, okay? And it says, enough acceptance on top, which means crowned a success. And they bankrupted the country in 1929, and by the year 1933, President Roosevelt, the traitor he was, the criminal he was, thanks to Woodrow Wilson, the criminal he was, and the traitor he was, and he openly admits that, if you go to the Library of Congress and read congressional records and presidential letters, he unwittingly ruined his country by giving it away to the international bankers, which it's been a fight since day one called the Rothschilds, okay? And it's been a fight since the day one. Andrew Jackson was the only United States president that campaigned and said, no bank, no bank. Andrew Jackson is on your $20 bill, okay? Andrew Jackson is the only sitting United States president from the history of this country that had no national deficit, because he did not bow down to the international bankers. Now, whether or not Andrew Jackson was a racist, he was a Confederate scumbag, whatever, blah, 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 I don't care. He was against the Illuminati. He was against the Freemasons, okay? And you can look it up and understand. That's why they sent the man they did to try to assassinate him. Does anyone know the guy? I forget his name off the top of his head. If someone could type in the chat room, the man who tried to kill Andrew Jackson. Does anyone remember? Anyone got the name of that guy? I forget. All right. And I'm looking at the chat room right now. I am the universe. Thank you. I killed the bank, Andrew Jackson. That's correct, chat room. That's correct. And he campaigned, no bank. And if you go back and look at history, he said, no bank, the Illuminati. He was against it. Okay? But after Andrew Jackson left office, what happened? What happened? Yeah, he fired two shots. You're right. Richard Lawrence. Was it Richard Lawrence? It was? I don't know. But anyway, he fired two shots and his guns jammed. Wow, wasn't that a miracle, huh? That's right. Look it up in history. But anyway, before I get to my next caller here, yeah, he had two guns, both misfired. Isn't that a miracle? Isn't that a miracle? Huh? How about that? What do you think about that? Someone tries to kill Andrew Jackson and both guns misfire. Tell me God wasn't watching out. Tell me there wasn't some divine intervention looking out, huh? Tell me. But anyway, folks, we're getting into deep stuff right here that many people don't understand really what the hell I'm talking about. But if you tuned in a little bit late here, you know I had Fox News on here and blah, blah, blah. Go back and listen to the archives and... you know, I thought we were not live. Again, I have to apologize. He thought I wasn't live. I didn't know I was live. It was human error. I don't know how to work this studio too good, so I want to apologize on that. So, but we had Fox News on here, and I know it's unethical, but in a way, I just didn't know. I thought we were muted. I just didn't know. Got to remember, I'm disabled. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, anyway, go ahead, area code 302. Go ahead, Manila Khan.
All right, Joe Gibson, on this fifth day of July 2018, what a historical day yesterday was, if you look at a lady named Patricia Okamaru from the Congo. That was very, very extraordinary that one woman, not a whole bunch of people, not a whole group of people marching to Washington, that one woman chose a day of so-called Independent Day and didn't go up the World Trade or the Empire State Building, she went up the Statue of Liberty. Extraordinary. That is so extraordinary because she wasn't an African American or a Negro or a Black. She was an African. She wasn't Irish or German or British. Why is that so extraordinary? It reminds me of a few years ago after state-sponsored terrorists went in a church in South Carolina and killed 9 people with Senator Clemenza as the main target. And she climbed up later and stripped the Confederate flag in South Carolina. You know, signs and symbols, symbols and signs. You know, the sign and the symbol of the French Lady of Liberty brought here in chains. You know, that was synonymous to the worldwide capitalism based on imperialism of white power. I said white power, all right. Don't get mad at me for saying white power. You got friends that say white power all the time, so don't get mad at me. So it looks very good that the emperor has no clothes and the eagle is losing his omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent status in the world as it relates to yesterday. I know most of Black people, they had the grill full of ribs and hot dogs and hamburgers, jumping up and down, waiting on the fireworks. But the real fireworks go on outside this country. You know, the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in the air as we cry that our God and country you know, our God and country. And then we got these bullets going off in this country every damn day after the 4th. So we might act like we had some fireworks yesterday, but from where a lot of people live in this country, there's fireworks that go off every night, and those things hurt. They're doing some real serious damage, those bullets. And if I look at the bombs bursting in the air and the rockets, red glare, all over the planet, I would like to ask you a question. Is there any bad men, warlocks or warlords or terrorists or boogeymen anywhere in Europe? As I lay the map of the world out and I see what I see with the bombs bursting in the air and the rockets red glare, I only see from Africa, so-called Latin America, so-called the Arab world. I mean, these...
Well, hang on here, Mandela Khan. Everyone's worried about the soccer championship right now and all that and everything, so I don't know where you're getting to on this, but, you know, the fact of the matter is, yes.
You don't know?
Hang on. I just want to interject here real quick here. And listen, I know we can get into a big, you know, diabolical discussion about how evil America is, and we know America is evil. We know that, and we know United Snakes of America, and I call it the United Snakes of America, and that's what it is. But the fact of the matter still remains that can you name me a country that is better to go to today in the world?
I'm not going to let you steer me. I asked you a specific question. You and I both know, since you won't answer, I'll answer it for you. There is no aircraft carriers, submarines, stealth bombers, drones going anywhere in Europe doing damage to the human family. The only place that these weapons of mass destruction go is where people of color is. Now, I ask you one question. Is there any bad men or bad people or warlocks or warlords? Is there any in Europe? You damn right they are. Now, why do you think today y'all, black or white, jump on your aircraft carrier, your Black Hawk helicopter, and you don't go nowhere in Europe and use those weapons of mass destruction? You don't see nothing wrong with that.
I don't understand your question. Can you be more direct? I don't understand your question.
Okay. Again.
Europe? You're talking about Europe. Russia, China, and they got aircraft carriers, too, that create weapons of mass destruction.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. They don't
why
jump.
Aren't we yelling at
right.
China? Why are we not
okay.
arguing with China, Mandela Khan?
Because you don't have no argument, because China and Russia is not jumping from nation to nation, people to people.
Oh, they're
bombing.
Not. Oh. Well, they're
I'll tell you what.
They're not.
You're going to deflect. You're going to run.
You're going to deflect and you're going to run.
You and I both know.
I'm not going to run. I agree with you about America, but let's stop with this European invader crap, because the Soviet Union, Japan, and China, you know, they're just as guilty
stop.
As the Europeans.
Are you telling me to stop with this illegal alien European invader crap? You're right, because a lot of blacks go right with them, and they're not free. They don't have no independence. I don't worry about what
there
the Europeans
are. There are a lot of blacks that are enslaved. Wait, now we want to talk about blacks. Okay, well, come on, don't divert the question. Blacks are enslaved in China. They're enslaved in North Korea. They're enslaved in Russia.
Oh,
come on, blacks
oh,
are enslaved all across the globe. We know that.
Yeah, well, you're not
going to
make
now,
him a boogeyman by me. You're not going to make him
I
a boogeyman.
The boogeyman is only the white European.
No,
come
no,
on.
No. Russia and China is the most favorite trading nations as it relates to the people's revolution. I know you don't like that, but that's okay, because I don't
that's
like
not true,
because
what do they trade this, with? What do they trade with? What, they got little black women and little black men making T-shirts and socks and shoes for $2.
Well, you're not
going to
make me mad at them.
For $2.
You're not going to make me mad at them, because I've never seen a time when China came with their Air Force.
When was the last time you were in China, Mandela Khan?
I've never seen Russia.
When was the last time you were in China? When was the last time you were in China or Russia? When was the last time you were there?
Every time I pick up something that's not made in America, I'm in Russia, China, or Japan. somewhere, right?
I didn't ask you what you picked up that was.
Well, look, you don't answer my question.
So why,
hey, look, you run away from my question, so I'm not going to answer no ignorant question
what's
like
your
that.
Question? All right. I'll answer your question. What's your question? Give me a question. Come on now. Give me a question. Give me a direct question.
I asked you one specific question. There is no bad guys, no terrorists, no warlocks or warlords in Europe. Where are they at? I'll tell you where they are because you don't see them. They are leading the world.
I thought you were asking me a question.
Yeah, the question is, are there any bad nations, are there any warlocks, warlords, or terrorists anywhere in any nation in Europe, according to America's definition
yes,
on why?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Oh, yes, there is.
Where?
Yes, there is. For God's sake, the London bombings, the trains that were blew up, Paris, the Paris attacks this past year? Come on, there's terrorist attacks all over the globe. Come on,
okay.
Now.
Okay, that's internally. So how come y'all didn't go over there and do what you do? That's right. I'm asking you, why come y'all don't go over there and do some stuff that you do in every other nation? You know, what about Panama? You know, let's go down to Nicaragua.
Because Mandelicon, I'm going to answer your question now. Let me answer your question. Because in London, they have an established government. They have a government. Now, I want to ask you a question. What countries do you think America should not be in? What countries are you referring to? Ethiopia,
okay.
where they're living they're digging holes in the sand, trying to get water
I'll
out of the sand.
I'll tell you where.
I'll
tell you where. That's why you take your damn constitution and burn it with your Bible, Torah, Quran. Because if you don't honor other nations' constitution like you do the European Union's, if you don't honor other nations' sovereign integrity, dignity, and independence, then
we do honor other countries. We do.
What?
We do. What are you talking about?
Man.
We have the United Nations.
Am I talking to Joe Gibson?
For goodness sake.
Am I talking to Joe Gibson or a clone? Listen,
I'm talking about
you,
the United States Constitution. Now, you know well, darn well, Mandelicon, that if we lived by the United States Constitution, we'd have a better place here on Earth, wouldn't we not? If every man had the right to life, liberty, and the... Hang on, let me finish. If every man and woman had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, wouldn't that be okay with you? Wouldn't it?
Listen, you and I both know I had
no,
all of
no,
that before.
No, listen, it's a question.
You and
yes
I both
no.
know that I had all that before y'all set up this Monopoly Ponzi scheme.
I'm not talking about Wall Street. I'm talking about if you and I had the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, would you not be okay with that? Would you be okay with
okay.
that?
Let me answer you correctly. I had it
okay.
before y'all came over here and set up this damn Monopoly Ponzi scheme and forced me to go with it and tell me, but now you got freedom and liberty and justice, Mandelicon. Don't you know this is the best place for you to have it? Right here? I had it before
question,
you set up
folks.
This. You had it.
No,
I had
Mandelicon,
it, Joe. I had
you
it
did not answer my question, my friend. No, you did
yes,
not.
I did.
You did not answer my
I didn't
question.
Answer it the way you wanted me to
would
answer it, but I answered
happy?
It truthfully.
Would you be happy to the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights says? Would you be happy to live like that? Would you be happy to the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Would you? Yes or no? I don't care what happened 400 years ago. I don't care what happened 900 years ago. I'm talking about right now, the year 2018. If I said, Mandelicon, how about this document right here, the Bill of Rights? Every man, every person, anyone, no matter who you are, what color you are, you have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Would you go along
hey.
With that Constitution? Would you?
Well, I would have to say, hell no. Just like Scott Paper
oh,
or
God. You
like
wouldn't?
Scott Paper.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, Look, it's wow. just a piece of paper. It's not worth the paper it's written on. Look at the actions of the legislature. Look at the actions of the Blue Klux Klan. Look at the actions of the state and county, city, state police.
Can we get
police.
Some callers here? Can we get some callers?
Look at the
press action. Number one here to interject,
okay.
please.
You can write
can
anything on a piece
callers
of paper,
here?
Joe. You can write
come
anything
callers.
On a piece of paper, Joe. Anything. You can
We're
write anything on a piece
of
paper.
July. It's a piece of paper. You're right. It's a piece of paper. It's a
but
document.
But if it's not backed up by equal protection
by.
Under the law, if it's not backed up by.
By
due process, if it's not backed up
press
by
one,
everyone
I need
treated
one.
The same.
I need people to press one. Come on now. I need people to press one and interject here. What is the Constitution?
Hey.
What does the Constitution mean to you? Come on, folks. Come
hey,
on now.
Look,
I don't
Bible,
see anyone on,
Bible
I see a number of
and
callers on my call screen, and I see nobody speaking up. Come
listen,
on now.
You Bibleists and you God and country people, listen, here's what makes y'all so terrible. And I like to speak bluntly and truthfully.
Terrible.
Here's what
right,
makes you
ahead.
So terrible. Do you know that,
I don't have anyone
that,
who wants to talk. They just want to listen, which is fine.
Do you know?
So you go ahead.
Do you know
and
that
talk.
The judge, the courts, and everybody, you know, they put their hand on the Bible and swear and pledge to a damn constitution. But if I go out in the streets and if
I
don't,
know it's a big fat lie. I know that.
And if I don't,
I know
if
that.
I don't move
you know that. Come
the
on
way
now.
Y'all want me to move, I'm dead, right? So the hell with your Scott toilet paper. That's exactly what it is, because it don't mean a thing.
Right, well,
don't have no justice in it at all, man. Don't even
what do you
act
think
like
if we get Dr. Peter Venturi in this conversation, since I don't have anyone else here who wants to chime in here? Because we're short on time here. Well, I don't know. I don't have anyone else chime. I see everyone else listening, but no one has the
okay.
balls to press the number one.
What you do?
And,
you need another gang member?
Here, you, know?
You need another gang member?
I mean,
see,
know?
This is where y'all move. Y'all move in packs. You can't handle yourself one-on-one. So what you're going to do is call in one of your gang members, and then y'all going to try to bank me, right? But I don't like
it. Come on now. Come on. I'm just going to ask him a question because I'm trying to get him on the program here for a couple weeks. You know that. Come on now. Stop. You're still welcome. You're still welcome on this program. You know that. Let me try to get him on. I mean, everyone else ran away that was supposed to be here tonight, you know? I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Brother Mercy, where's Brother Mercy at? Well, he's another
hey,
one. You know, where's your show? Where's your show?
Maybe still
all right, Dr. Ventura is probably not going to answer. He probably won't. I don't know. Hello? I don't know. I don't know if he will or he won't. I don't know.
The more doctors
he's another one that's very skeptical.
Hello?
Hey, Dr. Peter Ventura, how you doing? Joseph Gibson here on Blog Talk Radio Live. Hopefully you can spare a few minutes of your time. I had Fox News on here live for a little while earlier on in the program. I wish you could have listened to that one. That was a good one. But we're talking about independence, and we're talking about, yeah, I'll talk to you about that in a little while privately. But that was a good interview, actually. I had actually a reporter on Fox News. I'm talking about right now here Independence Day and the Constitution of the United States. And you know the usual crowd I get on here. MandelaCon, I asked MandelaCon, I said, if you had a document to live by, wouldn't you love to live by a document? No matter the past, no matter what, if we had to start fresh today, wouldn't you like me to say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Wouldn't that be a good document to stand on? And that's what our Bill of Rights stands on. He said no. But Independence Day, what does our Bible say about the United States? Are we background noise? Somebody's got background noise. I don't think it's Dr. Ventura. Somebody's got it.
Well, I have to be quite honest with you. There's some prophecies out there put out. Somebody wrote a book called The Harbinger, which says that Isaiah, I can't think of a verse here in Isaiah, but one of the verses in Isaiah was dealing with the United States of America in a future time. But I don't see a place in prophecy where I find the United States of America exactly laid out. So I can't say. I wouldn't want to say something that I'm not knowledgeable.
But we're the most powerful. Hang on, Dr. Ventura, hang on here. We've had this discussion privately many times. The United States is the most powerful country on earth right now. How could it not be foretold in the Bible if the Bible tells us what's happening in our times today?
Well, the Bible also says that all countries come against the nation of Israel. All means all in that sense. So, you know, to say that we're the most powerful country, a country is only as powerful as its God.
What's your opinion on us recognizing Jerusalem as being a capital? Because that was such a big deal, obviously, right?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think that it's just, you know, we're working our way. The world's going to recognize it anyway, according to prophecy. I mean, Jerusalem's going to be the capital, always was and always will be, of Israel. So I think that we're going to find, you know, I think it's a great thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think we're moving in that direction. I think we're seeing prophetically some things being fulfilled. You know, that China's building their military and their, and remember that the scriptures say that there's a million man army, that army coming. You know, so
China could have that million man army. Now let me ask you a question here. Let's not beat around the bush here, okay? America is founded on the Bible. We believe in biblical. I don't know who's got the background noise. If someone's driving down the road with a window open or not. But somebody's got background noise. And I'm going to ask a very important question right now. In the end times, here we are in the end times, obviously. We can see the end times happening, and this is what the – I know MandelaCon's going to disagree with us, and there's other people on the phone line tonight that's going to disagree with us. But the Bible has foretold what is happening here today right before our very eyes. Dr. Ventura, as a pastor of your church – What advice do you have to give to the people out there who are dissenting away from belief, or may believe, or may not believe? And I want everyone out there here, when you call in, you press the number one, and you'll be on live, unscreened. And right now I have Dr. Peter Ventura on from San Diego, California. He's a pastor of a church, and we're talking about the end times. And everyone has questions about the end time. Everyone's fascinated about the end times, but no man knows the time, the hour, whatnot. Tell us what the Bible says about the end times. How do we know what we're looking for here? And anyone, you can press the number one, and I will connect you live unscreened. I don't censor callers. So, and I got about 30 callers on the line right now. So all you got to do is press one, and I'll get down. But Dr. Ventura, go ahead.
It's an amazing question. It's amazed people for centuries. The disciples of Jesus asked the same question. What are the end times? And Jesus told them, you know, the foreshadow of those times will be found in Matthew. You can find that in Matthew 24. But you can also find that he said, as in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days when the Son of Man returns. Well, what was going on in Noah's day? Well, you know, the same things and the same life and the same lifestyle, every man unto himself, that's going on right now in our country. I think God's given us a reprieve a little bit here, but I think that we've abandoned God. You remember Israel was chosen by God, but we as a people, we have chosen God. We chose him to be our moral guide and our moral leader. The Declaration of Independence says that all men were created equal. It didn't say we evolved equally. So the founding documents of this country are certainly Christian-based. And you know, all the removing of the landmarks and all that to hide the history of what we don't like, because we've raised a generation of people who don't like history, and they don't like the way it fell. And so they've come up with Reconstructionism in their own way. You know, that's when we had the Black Jesus minister on here who was preaching about, you know, Black Reconstructionism. And to gain an identity after, you know, gaining their voting rights and their civil rights, and so now to claim Jesus as Black. And so, you know, you run into a lot of those things. But biblically, He says, as in the days of Noah, it'll be in our time. And here we see those things. We see sin of all sorts. We see people caught up in entertainments. We see demonic influences. We see marriages falling apart. You know, God's instituted three things. He instituted three institutions. One was marriage. The other was a government, and the final is the church. And we're at that point now where all three are being corrupted on a daily basis. But it's been a progressive. Satan is our adversary, and the adversary of God is a progressive. And that's why, sure, could God end it in a second? Absolutely. Why has he not? Well, he's given man an option to be redeemed. You see, man isn't, we're not automated where we have a wind-up key in our back and we must love God and we must live holy and we must do this. Listen, God's given man free will, and man can make his own choice. God's given him the intellect and the brains, and he's given him enough of evidence of his existence just in nature itself and in man's own conscience. Reasoning conscious. A man can reason from creation that there is a God, and his conscience tells him what's right and what's wrong. Hey, if you steal from me, I'm offended. Then I should know stealing's wrong. Right? And so in the day when man says, well, I didn't know God. I didn't know. Well, you knew because your conscience told you, because God gave you reason and conscience. You see? And I've used this example before. You don't walk down the street and pick up a watch off the sidewalk and say, hey, look what grew out. Look what evolved out of the sidewalk. You pick up a watch and you look at it and you say, hey, there's an intelligent designer behind this thing. There's an intelligent mind. And when you look at the universe running in its mathematical precision, you say the same thing, that there is an intelligent mind behind it. And then when you reverse engineer it and you look at DNA and RNA and you look at the GNOME project and the codes, these are things that men like Darwin didn't have access or knowledge of when they wrote their theories, and it's a theory, although it's taught as a religion. And I told the young man, my grandson, who's in school, and he came home and he said, you know, they're teaching me about evolution. And I said, well, why don't you go to school and ask him this? Pull your science teacher up in front of all the other class and say, I'm confused. And when he says, why are you confused? Say, because my history class is teaching that all men were created equally as a founding document, and you're teaching me that we evolved. What are you teaching us? You see? And so he did that. And then the teacher backed down and said, well, I'm not talking about strict evolution. I'm talking about changes in, you know, and so they backed out of it, you know, because they don't want to get caught because they can't meet the creation argument because they're using the founding documents, which are based upon a creator. And so here's our main problem, Joseph, is that the word of God has been watered down. And there are so many false counterfeit Bibles out there that men are running in a confusion because they're using these Bibles that water down and dilute. And I want you to know, I was recently in Oregon, and I attended a so-called Baptist church, and I was appalled by what I saw. I was appalled and by the Bible they were using and what they were teaching. And so there's, you know, the Bible says this about the end times. The Apostle Paul gave a warning to Timothy, and he said that in the end times, in the latter days, men will have itching ears, you see, and they'll heap to themselves teachers, you know, that are pleasing to them. They're not going to want to hear the truth. They're going to hear what they want to hear, so they'll leave the truth to go find a liar, because a liar will make them feel better. And so men can say whatever they want.
God
there's
is
more
a,
evidence.
But one person said in the chat room, it is endless end, and God is a verb. I don't know what G-O-D is a verb. What's that mean, doctor?
Yeah, and tell them, you know what? Tell them, so what? What are you saying? God's a verb.
What are you
That's
saying?
That's great. Well, I'm a noun. How's that? We'll have an intelligent conversation. Now, how about somebody else calling in saying they're an adverb? Do we have any adverbs out there? How about a preposition or a pronoun? Come on, let's cut the baloney. You have something to say.
Let me ask you, everyone again, intelligent conversation. They're worried about the end times. And what is the end for man? Tell me. They say they hear science out there, you know, and when you die, you know, we hear all these different religions, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons. Mendelikon talks about Mother Earth. you know, and all these different religions. Why Jesus? Why is Jesus the only answer to all our problems? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Why is Jesus the answer? Can you give me that answer for me, for the listeners out there? Why should we worship the Lord Jesus?
I can give you that answer. Okay, first of all, we just don't base what we believe in life on a story that somebody told us. I need facts. I'm a human being, and God's given me an intelligent mind that I can decide the truth of facts. And a witness, one witness can put a person in prison for the rest of their life. A witness tells what he's seen, what he knows, what he heard, and what he knows to be true. And we have the eyewitness accounts of the life of Jesus Christ. We have the factual accounts written down, documented. We have the authenticity of those facts. And so when you look at manuscript evidence, and you look at the archaeological evidence, and you look at the scientific evidence, see, science is just catching up with the Bible now. Now, here's the newest thing that somebody might ingeniously want to look up on the internet and have a little fun with. It's called linguistics, and it's calculatory linguistics. And a lady by the name of Gail Ripplinger has put out a complete book on it called In Awe of Thy Word, you see. And why not only they say, well, the Bible, well, we have proof for the manuscripts. But one thing we have also is when you look at the linguistics of the Bible, you discover that the way the King James Bible is written, it opens the Word of God up to many, many languages who use the same thou sayest, the ESTs, and thou doest, and these words in the early modern English dictionary, see? Now, you can go to the databases, and now people don't have the average knowledge. So the average guy shows up, and he says, hey, look, you know, this is what I think. Well, that's great, but you know what? Why don't you research it? Why don't you find out what you think is correct? You see, I've spent a half a lifetime now studying this, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus made some truth claims, and those truth claims, either he's told the truth or he's the greatest liar in the world. So that's the problem where we're at right now. But there's called computational linguistics, and MIT put out some stuff on it. It's defined as a scientific study of a language from a computational perspective. Okay, and computational linguistics they're interested in providing computational models and kinds. We use them, you know, for weather reports and flight simulators and protein folding calculations those are common calculations, right? But the theoretical and the applied science of this, which regards to the Bible, that they have found that the harmonic reading of the King James Bible in itself soothes the nervous system within the human body and actually creates a state of almost a healing process in the body. And you see, that's the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. That's what the Bible said. The Bible says that the Word of God is healing to all my bones, you see. And so the Word of God is a Holy Spirit-filled Word, and it has power. It is alive. It is quick. And so science is just catching up to this now. They're just discovering this scientifically, and they're trying to figure out how to put it into perspective. And you can hear all kinds of nonsense. Listen, you can find people out there tell you William Shakespeare.
Yeah. Well, one thing, Dr. Ventura, one thing someone said, God is what is, what is, what was, and what shall always be, you know, and then it says keyword be. That's what someone's typing in the chat room, and only a few of us have that capacity. I do not drink the U.S. and Kool-Aid, blah, 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 keyword, BB, verb. I don't know. They're on the verb and noun thing. I don't know. I don't understand their point.
Yeah, speaking of B, then let's go to the B. The first principle of truth is the law of non-contradiction. B cannot not be. So there's his answer to B. be cannot not be. That's why the creators who believed in a God, the founders of this country, said that we hold these truths to be self-evident. There are some truths that are just self-evident, and one of them is
be. God is not being in a state. That's a noun. God is not being in a state. Now,
yeah.
That's what he says.
Yeah, and ask him what state is he in? God is not in a state. You know, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay? So he can't define God in that state.
Okay.
Okay? Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so where do you get the spirit to worship God? And you worship him through the Holy Spirit, which you receive when you become a born-again Christian. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God has a plan, and God has a way for a man to redeem himself, that he can get saved and not spend it.
And I just want everyone out there to know, this is Dr. Peter Ventura speaking. Dr. Peter Ventura from San Diego, California. He's a pastor of a church out there, so I just want to let everyone know. And he's a theology major, so he has a doctorate in theology. So this is Dr. Peter Ventura speaking right now. For those of you who have any questions, you can pose them to me. We don't have much time left, actually. But again, Dr. Peter Ventura, and press the number one if you have a question. Press the number one on the call screen, and I will put you on. I don't screen callers. I put you live. I don't want to know your name. I don't care who you are. But Dr. Peter Ventura, again, people out there are always fascinated with the end times. Are we in the end times today? And tell us why, and what should we expect according to the Bible?
Well, I believe we're very close to the end times. I'm not a date setter, so I'm not going to say, hey, look, if you know the end of the world is tomorrow. I'm not going to say that, but I know we're speeding towards the things that Jesus said we would see, earthquakes in diverse places, wars and rumors of wars. And the Bible was yes, but not in the conflict. Somebody's got real bad.
All right, you're breaking up on me. Someone's breaking up in the background there. But the person that
sound like somebody
says,
was.
all right, well, hang on. The person in the chat said God is not a being in a state. Not a being in a state. Teach overseas. That's what this individual says. Doctor means nothing. My credentials far exceed any so-called doctor. I know doctor, PhD, masters, etc. That means absolutely nothing at all. But anyway, I don't know what they're meaning by that. By criticize, now I am the universe is saying that in the chat room. But again, the original. We don't want to start calling names here. What doctor means and blah blah blah. We're talking about God. God is not a being in a state. That's what they said. God is a state.
Well,
I
don't have to be a doctor. I don't have to be a doctor to read my Bible and know what the Bible says. First of all, you have to disprove the Bible as being an authentic document before you could disprove anything it says about anything. So if the Bible is proved as a document, there are over 5,420 manuscripts extant right now. When you look at Pliny Secundus and you look at the Livy and you look at the Gallic Wars and those and the Homer and the Odyssey, and you look at all these manuscripts, the earliest of them are from 500 to 1300 years to the original. The closest you have with the Bible is within 50 years to the original. So there's more proof of the Bible than there is any other piece of secular writing out there. So for somebody to come along and say that they're not going to believe the Bible, they have to disprove, number one, the literary quality and the literary proof of the Bible, and they haven't done that. See, so I can say, you could say, you don't have to be a doctor to figure that one out. You see, there's such thing as a circumstantial evidence too. You see, if it snowed last night and I didn't see it snow, but I went to bed and there was no snow on the ground, but I got up in the morning and there was snow there, the circumstantial evidence says there's snow. It snowed last night. So let's not play games with each other, whether you're a doctor or not. You don't have to be a doctor. The Bible wasn't written for people who were considered to be doctors. The Bible was written for a man with a fourth and fifth grade education to figure out that there's a God. The Bible doesn't set out to prove there's a God. It says, in the beginning, God. See, because God is already said to have been there. Now, again, you have to come across with substantial facts and evidence. And when you come forth with neither and you just make a bunch of statements about nouns and God's estate and all that nonsense, then you teach overseas, well, you know, you're either in the recycling Buddhist business where you're going to recycle your soul, which is contradictory anyway to biblical beliefs, or you're just living, you know, you're just some guy who's just picked up some things from some people and you feel that, you know, you've got the truth. And you haven't studied it out. But I don't want to go by what I heard. I want to know the facts. And the facts are the facts. So that, again, there's over 5,200 and some odd manuscripts within 50 years to the original. Okay? So that I have the proof. Dean Bergeron took 85,000 patristic quotes from the church fathers in the first century, and you could write a complete King James Bible by quoting, taking the quotes out of those personal letters. So don't come around and say that you're, you know, the doctor this and doctor that. Come up with some proof. Give me something with proof. Just don't write. Just don't call into the program and use the unintellectual, unintelligent conversation by saying, well, God is a state. What state? New York, New Jersey? You know, what's your evidence? Right. What's your evidence for what you're saying?
Yeah, what's your evidence? You're absolutely correct. Dr. Peter Ventura, we got three minutes left. And for the callers on the line here, I want you to ask, if you got a question for Dr. Peter Ventura, you can ask it, just a question. We're not here to argue with each other tonight because we're running out of time. We had an interesting show here tonight, but Mike out in Wisconsin, do you have a question for Dr. Peter Ventura? If not, I'll move on to someone else because we only got 3 minutes left, actually 4 or 5 minutes, and then I'll let Dr. Peter Ventura go. Doc Mike, you want to ask him a question real quick? A question about salvation, a question about Jesus, anything?
Well, I'd like to say good evening to Dr. Ventura. I haven't spoken to him in quite a while. I don't know, every time he comes on, I learn a little more, you know, and of course, I don't think Dr. Ventura has all the answers, and neither do I, or I don't think neither does anybody else. To keep putting the puzzle together, you know, you learn a little bit more, and I guess that's where I am. Anyway, I'd like to say good evening to him. Nice to hear him, his voice, and God bless him for the work he does, and back to you, Joe.
All right, thanks. That's good, Mike. I appreciate that. That's good. And before we wrap it up, of course, I got one other caller here who probably wants to jump in here. MandelaCon, I'll let you ask him a question. After that, I got to wrap it up. We can't yell at each other tonight because we only got a couple minutes left. So, but MandelaCon, do you have a question about what he's talked about here tonight?
A question. I need to make a deal with the devil. That's my question. Because ain't no way you're going to tell me that this same book that said that, look, we got to go civilize these savages, this same book that, well, we got to make these black people whatever the hell that is. And then in 1948, that same book created a state in North Africa that's illegitimate. That same book now. Now, you're going to tell me that this is what we got, Mandela. This is it in the end of the world. Not my world. I don't know who's printing and who's prophesying, who's preaching, lying and stealing and killing with these books in your hands. This is why I know that if there's going to be a new deal, it's got to be them books of the dead got to be closed. I'm not just talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the Torah, the Quran, the Hebrews, like Muslim, Christian. All that is mind control. It has nothing to do with the people. And I know this, that if the Creator would have wanted slavery, he'd have put us in slavery his damn self. He don't need no other man to come up with some book and say, well, look, you're supposed to be a subservient because this book and God says you're supposed. No, God didn't say no such a thing. The God didn't say no such a
okay.
thing. And y'all know it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
No, that's terrible
all right.
for
all
me.
Right. Okay. All right, MandelaCon. All right, you made your comment. Thank you. And I always give everyone their chance. Dr. Ventura, you real quick, if you want to give a response before they cut us off, real quick.
Well, you know, there was a guy who was driving down the street one day, and the sign said the road's out, and he said, I just don't believe that crap, and I'm going to keep driving. And so he drove, and he found out the road was out, and he went off a cliff. So keep driving. You know.
The road to hell is paved with good prayers.
if you want to go with what I believe is true or is not, it's a simple way to formula to figure it out. So you don't have to do anything but simply talk to God and ask God. Say, God, if you're really real and your son Jesus Christ is real, please reveal yourself to me. And God will reveal his son to you and you. He's not trying to hide from anybody. He didn't send his son here to die for your sins, to be crucified on a cross so that Mother Earth could save you. He sent his son to die for you. And so if you want to know whether it's true or not, all you have to do is ask Christ to come into your life. Ask Jesus. Say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. God, reveal yourself. I want to know if there's a God. That's a pretty simple thing. I'm not trying to play any games with anybody. There's a simple thing. Give it a shot. Hey, if God doesn't reveal his son to you, guess what? The Dr. Ventura is wrong. You all keep on going the way you're going. But even if you became a Christian and you lived as a Christian and lived with a moral life, hey, you know what? You wouldn't be any worse off anyway.
There you go. All right, Madelicon, one last word. They're going to cut us off. Go ahead real quick, and I want to get one saying in, if you don't mind. But go ahead.
Actually, the only thing that I would have to say is that if you became like Helen Keller, Jose Feliciano, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, then you would be godly. But because you can see, that's where your racist bias and prejudice come in. I ain't talking about white people. I'm talking about all people. Those books are worse than crack, heroin, amphetamines, and Dervons. Why? Because these people on there, they think, they know they sick, but y'all with them books. I'm talking about the Torah and the Quran, too. You hear some words, Mike. Don't just lock yourself up, Christianity.
All right, Manoka.
Y'all
all right,
believe
all right.
You got some ethics and morals. You honestly believe that.
I know. They're going to
so
cut us off. Manoka. They're going to cut us off any second. I gave everyone a chance.
Right.
I just want to say one thing.
Right.
I just want to say one thing. We'll do a show again next week, and everyone will get their chance. And, you know, if you want to call in, great. All you got to do is jump in and call into the program at 657-383-0616, blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson, or join the chat room. Contact me on Facebook if you want. But I want to say one thing, though. You know, I do believe in there is a creator. There is some sort of magnificent design about us. We didn't evolve from a fish or a monkey. We didn't crawl up on a slope on a mountain. You know, we came from something. There's something out there that created us. And obviously, we have free will to make our own decisions. And you know, that's just the way it is. Whether or not anyone believes me or not, I don't care. Whether, you know, it's just common sense, like Dr. Peter Ventura was saying here tonight. Basically, a lot of it boils down to common sense. I mean, just look at common sense. I mean, look at the truth. Look what's going on. Why is the entire world so concerned about a tiny little country called Israel? Why? Why? A tiny little country, Israel. Why are we so concerned? Why is the world? I know Mandelicon isn't. I know other people are not. They can't stand Israel. They hate them. They can't stand. Why? Why? It's just a tiny little country. It's not doing anything to hurt you, is it? Why? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Doesn't it make you wonder? Think about it. And like Dr. Peter Ventura said, actually, if Jesus is a liar, then he's the greatest damn liar that's ever walked this earth. That's the greatest lie ever told that man has ever told. Because more good came from a lie than any other time in history. And we all know what happens when you tell a lie. Nothing good comes from it. But when it comes to Jesus Christ, a lot is good. People have changed their lives. People have gotten off of drugs. People have turned their lives around. People have gotten down on their knees and said, I've done wrong. What's wrong with me? Please forgive me. Is that bad? That's a bad thing? Then I guess more good came from a lie than any other time in history. Look at Hitler. Look at Mao. Look at Stalin. Look at anything that's happened throughout history. What good came from their lies? Nothing but death. Christ brings you life. And if you really, truly follow the word of God, I don't care if you truly follow it, then more good comes from that word than anything else in your life. And that's the truth. Whether or not you suffer or not, we all have to suffer. You know, we're not there yet. And when we die, we'll be there. Trust me. We'll get there. We'll all get there. We will be there, and the answers will, they'll be told. All right, everybody, good night. God bless. Take care. See you next week.